Time for our program today. We're visiting with Bill Scare, Boone City Administrator. Good to have you in.
Thank you. Good morning.
And joining us today, we got Waylon Andrews, Public Works Director.
Thank you.
Who doesn't have too much to do now that, well, most of Story Street's done. Yeah, sure. Too much to do. One thing you mentioned at the recent council meeting, and I know obviously very dry conditions creates a whole bunch of scenarios for underground infrastructure. And you've had a few issues out there.
Yep, underground infrastructure is moving. The ground is moving at all times. When it's dry, the contracting soils and stuff, there's no cohesion holding things together. It moves rapidly sometimes, and we find those situations.
We need some moisture.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, frost goes real deep.
Yes.
Which is a whole nother concern.
Correct. It looks like we're 100% chance for some rain today. And looking at the extended, we've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and next week we've got rain. Hopefully, I'll take an inch a day.
We'll do it. What nice soaking rain.
Yes.
We'll do a nice soaking rain.
Nice slope.
You'd like that down at the water plants and everything else, too. I'm pretty sure the water plant would like to see, Waterworks would like to see a little more water coming downstream and stuff. Bill, we got a lot of different things to talk about, but this is the time of the year when we usually start to remind people, get prepared to be notified for the snow ordinance. So,
yes.
Waylon's here, and we got a variety of different things that we can have him cover for us. But first of all, the big thing, Waylon, is there are ways for people to be notified. Very easy if you get signed up for the text messaging or even get an email from the city.
Yep. The two easiest ways that I can inform citizens on how to get notified, if you text Boone Snow, all one word, to 888-777, that will get you in the starting process and follow the prompts from there, and you'll get a text message back that says, thanks for signing up for Boone, Iowa snow notifications. The other option is you can go to our city website at www.boonegov.com. You click on the Nixel in the blue box at the bottom of the homepage. You enter your zip code, and you follow the prompts from there. They will get you signed up and send in. You can choose whether you get email or text message notifications, all that through that site.
If they just do the snow one, they only get the snow. They don't get all the other.
They don't get all the other
notifications. If we have to close a street for sewer repairs and things like that. But and then you also get, it sends out notice, okay, snow ordinance has been lifted.
Yes.
And whether it's business district or rural or residential, pardon me, the whole thing.
Correct.
Just sign up. Easy to do.
The
thing is, once they've signed up, might want to go back and double check and make sure they're still signed up, because sometimes the system purges.
The good thing is when you start seeing snow, start watching for them, especially in the downtown business districts. We typically put the downtown business district in a lot more frequently than we do the residential areas. So that's if there's snow sitting in the middle of the street there, there's one coming that night. We've got to remove it, try to remove it, get it done.
And timing is everything.
Absolutely.
It could, if you get one early in the morning, it might be that evening. Or if it comes afternoon into the evening hours, it could be that night.
Yeah, we try to be considerate on all the businesses that need to perform their operations and stay open during the day, whatnot, or what have you. We come in generally at 11 o'clock at night. We set the snow ordinance for that, and we work in the evenings, get it removed, and get it out of there for them.
So some people are going to be wondering, what are we going to do on Story Street this year? We got a new layout, got a few other things to take care of here. I assume this is a plan. We're going to try it and see where we refine it from there.
Yep, work in progress, we'll call it. We're going to have to learn from it, but our plans right now are to take all the snow that is accumulated on Story Street between 9th and 6th Street and move it to the budding streets like 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Also, and we'll spread it out on those windrows and try to get it out of the middle of Story Street. We've got some equipment. Don't know how well it'll work for this operation. You're pushing a lot of snow a long ways. So we'll try to move it around the corners and see what we can do and see. Hopefully it doesn't affect those other windrows too much.
So give it a try and see how it works. Yeah, it just with the diagonal on one side, parallel on the other. Well, we have it here, so we get a windrow here, but we're not the main thoroughfare, so we kind of park parallel both sides until you come by and move it out. So
yeah, I think it'll help flow and okay. everything down there a lot better anyways.
All right, so yeah. That's kind of plan in works, but again, get yourself signed up. That's the big thing, I think. And Bill, it's always been, we don't want a tow.
Exactly.
I've heard from the police department, we really don't want to tow you.
We don't. The goal, obviously, is to go through an entire snow season without towing anybody. We haven't achieved that goal yet, but we certainly would like to. The least amount we tow, the better. We do it for the operations of the public works, for efficiency, and it's when we're efficient, we save money, mm-hmm. and so we have that money available for other things, or we're not having to do a budget amendment. So we ask people, please, as Waylon said, as it starts snowing, keep an eye on those texts and please sign up. And as far as the downtown, like he said, it'll be a work in progress. Yeah. We'll look at it. Wayland's people do a great job. They'll figure it out, you know, this first year, and they'll adjust as they need to adjust. We sure. just ask, you know, everyone that has anything to do with downtown, coming downtown, business downtown, just be patient, and we'll get it removed in the most efficient way.
All right. Last year, seems to me, okay, the big one, we had a lot of snow in January, but it was like in two events. Then you had a lot of wind and some cold afterwards, and so it took a little while, but really, January, middle of January was the worst part of it.
Yep. So we had a total of 7 events. I think like 3 or 4 of them were early on before January started. November 25th was our first event. But mm-hmm. those two in January, one of them was 10.2, and then it was followed up 3 days later with 8.7-inch snow and 3 or 4 days of sustained 40-mile-an-hour winds. And it was quite a feat.
Trying to move that, especially out of open areas, you get drifting. There's not much you can do there.
Right. Yep. Last year, some of the statistics I have put together is last year's removal expenses total cost about $78,000, which on average since 2010 we're about $76,000. So we're right there. You know, mm-hmm. it was a good year. The year before really hit us hard. It was $139,000 the year before. If you remember, it was snow.
It was like every weekend.
Every weekend and overtime. Yeah. I'm grateful for the staff that a lot of the overtime hours we do take in, as they take it as time off in the summer season sure. and stuff and book it as comp time. So that's a nice benefit. This last year on those 10.2 and those two large snows, we did have about $9,600 in contract removal of snow from downtown. That's what it costs for us just to hire the trucks to remove, not including any of our labor from our guys that work those crews with it. So that was a big expense. And about almost 659 hours of regular working hours and 271 of overtime hours went into snow operations last year. So.
Yeah, well, every time you get, about 2 inches or so? It depends.
Yep. Yeah, about 2 is where we like to try to make the call. Sometimes we understand if we've got another inch coming the next day, we may hold off, you know, or if we get an inch and get a couple of the inches that start building up, we come out and start scraping.
But you still hit the intersections anyway. Yep. I mean, those are automatics.
Those are the ones that we go through a lot of salt, trying to control the intersections and stuff like that, yeah.
So, well, Bill, we'll worry about snow removal. Maybe, you know, last year we had rain on Christmas, so we'll see.
Very true.
We'll see what happens here.
It's always an adventure, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And one of the things that helped us last year, the ground really wasn't frozen when we got all that snow in January. That allowed a lot of that to sink in and did some insulation there
Great deal of insulation and the slow snow melt without it being frozen. It did soak
in
good, yeah.
Well, Bill, one thing that did come up recently, we did get the final reports for water and wastewater again. And people are going, oh, my, it's all of a sudden driven by Daisy. Well, not really. Partly by Daisy. But you had, I think it was, almost 4 years ago, you said we're going to be having some issues coming up at the wastewater plant because of businesses that we already have.
Correct.
Want to expand, and we're starting to eat up our permitted amounts. The DNR gives us permitting. So
correct. On the 17th of October, there's a work session with council about these reports. Final reports will be given. And to give you an idea, so after the 17th, we're even adjusting a little more now, and there'll be a little update to council Monday night on these reports. We've got to get them finalized and get them submitted to DNR so they can do their evaluation of them, and we have to get approval from them, obviously, to move forward. But you make a good point. So all these improvements that we're doing right now, if you remember, before we even started working on Daisy, we were bonding $2.5 million for each water plant for maintenance items, because we had a study done previously on wastewater that said you need to do this, right?
Yeah.
So we had already started that, and then Daisy came along, and in order to take what they discharged, you know, we need to do some improvements, but it's just not for Daisy. These studies that the council ordered were 20 years out. They had the foresight to look ahead and say, okay, we need to do this so that we're 20 years down the road. And that's what these reports are. So they're not only for the improvements that we'll need to make to accommodate Daisy and other like industries, mm-hmm. right? It's for everything else that we're doing in the city with the housing and everything like that. So it's a 20-year outlook on what we need to do. So we're working on those plans, and as I said, they're going to be submitted to DNR. Mm-hmm. Nothing is cheap working on those plants.
No. Well, right now we know that. We just had the roofing was.
Exactly. Look what the roofing was because of regulations, and you had to have a specific business that can do those, mm-hmm. and that obviously, if there's less of those companies, right, it drives up the cost. So we've been working on that, and the roof project is ongoing. But as we move forward with this, and we're talking millions of dollars here, that improvements that we need to make, but as the project goes on, there'll be revenue that comes in that will help with the expenses, obviously, when for example, Daisy is up and running with their discharge,
sure.
and the amount of revenue that's going to bring in. But one example, and I was going to talk about this Monday night at council. So in our press building at Wastewater, part of the plan is they're going to replace that system and everything. But it'll be a couple years down the road, mm-hmm. and we're now having problems with the system that we have, that we have to possibly make a repair. That'll be thousands of dollars. And then we're switching in a couple of years. So the point of this is the age of these plants, and it, you know, that's a everyday operation, 24 hours a day, right? We're starting to see these things that are wearing out, that are quite expensive to replace, that this plan actually is replacing. So this plan will replace those. Obviously, it's going to take a few years to do that. So we still have expenses and things we have to fix to get us to that point. Mm-hmm. So that, whether Daisy is here or not, right, that was going to have to be replaced at some point because of the yeah. age and everything. So it's a convoluted process with fixing what we need to fix to sure. get us to the point where the new equipment and the new way we're going to do things takes place.
When I think back to staff back in the 90s when these plants were built, which, by the way, yes, that puts them at 25, 30 years.
Yes.
At that time, they were looking, what are we going to be doing for population, residents, what kind of usage might they anticipate? And I know the staff at the time, that's what they worked on,
right?
But they had that plan going. Now we are looking at a new plan.
A new plan. And I think we're fortunate in the fact that we can make these upgrades at the current location where we're at, where it's not a new plant or anything like that. It's just things wear out. They're, you know, when they're
yeah.
working every day of the year, and they wear out and you have to replace them, you have to put a plan in. Nothing would please me more as if we didn't have this to do and to spend this money, that we were still, everything that we had was still working, one or two able to had the capability of taking the discharges that we see in the future that are coming. But unfortunately, it's just not the case. So we have to look to the future. We have to make these improvements for the for the whole community.
No final projects have been set. You got to go through the DNR process,
right,
and get some fine tuning on the engineering to do and things like that. So
yes,
it's a work in progress.
Right, it is. Now, so. It's a work in progress, and this is multiple year improvements, yep, that we're doing here, both at water and wastewater. The water plant study that council has reviewed, and there's some of those projects that don't start till 27 or 28 that need to be, yep, done.
I was going to say the ground storage thing has been kind of like on the capital projects for 6, 7, 8 years,
yeah,
something like
exactly
that. But getting to the point of getting in to do that.
Well, and that project was part of that $2.5 million,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Bond that we did. And then as we evolved with Daisy and everything, the engineer said, well, wait a minute here. Let's make sure we're doing this right. So let's hold off on that at least a little bit. And now that project is part of the overall project, right, that we're doing for the 20-year outlook for the city.
Something that was going to be done anyway, but no.
Right. We just want to make sure we do it right in the most cost-effective way.
All right. One of the things, Waylon, water side of it, that's going to be showing up, you're going to have a number of residents in town that are going to get a letter, as I understand it,
yep,
from the city saying, you have a lead water line. And you've gotten some information has come out now from the DNR and the EPA on what you have to do.
Yep. So there's, this is probably about the 7th or 8th rendition or version of a Safe Drinking Water Act that started in 1974 and it's moved forward. They're really emphasizing right now on the lead water line services to people's houses. As of October 16th, 2024, the City of Boone or all community water services had to submit an inventory of the water line materials to the DNR about what kind of water lines they had. Mm-hmm. We came up about 6,300 services roughly, and 1,907 of ours are lead. So I have no unknown services at this time, which is a very good thing, with good record keeping, good files in City Hall and throughout Public Works. So I don't have to send out notifications about unknown stuff. We are classified and known lead, unless somebody's changed something and hasn't let us know. We're gonna occasionally find those here and there. But on October 8th, going back to the 16th, after that inventory was put out, we had 30 days to send the homeowners with lead lines, or I guess the consumers with lead lines, mm-hmm, not necessarily the owners. If you're a tenant of the property with it, you will be receiving a letter that states that you have a lead water line and some of the health effects that lead can cause and general things you can do to reduce the lead, okay, in it. On October 8th, Biden-Harris administration put together the new 2024 lead and copper rule improvements, and that includes a 10-year plan to replace all water lines. I'm still looking into things.
You and a group.
Yes, me and a group. I don't want to get a program going too hastily or too fast. A lot of their things and a lot of the funding, it's a grossly underfunded program at this moment right now. The feds are pushing that they've put $2.6 billion available. Well, this is a $1 billion problem just for Iowa alone. The city of Boone's $9.5 million. It's grossly underfunded. So some of the stipulations and rules in their source of funding that they have chosen may not be the best for our citizens of Boone. They're looking at a 51% repayable loan on a couple things. Other things in the bills, the rules, prevailable wages, Davis-Bacon, you start getting into almost having to employ a person to watch the things that are going on in it. And right now the homeowners can't apply for these, but these are private homeowner situations, yeah, and private homeowner lines. These funds were never available for private property until this point. Somehow, some way, they've decided that these funds are okay to be used in this. So we'll see. It's growing. They have put a 10-year stipulation on it, but one of the things about the EPA that everybody knows is there's always a 3-year grace period. So we got it a couple years before I have to get things going, but we're working on putting things together and trying to make the best decisions for the citizens that we don't want to have to force them to do. But it looks like the EPA is forcing the DNR and the DNR is forcing us. So that's just, it's a trickle down.
Yep. And Bill, always subject to change.
It is subject to change. This is a good example. We talk about how busy Public Works is, and they're very busy with all the projects. So then something comes down like this from EPA. The amount of work just in the last month that our Public Works Director has had to put in this, just this, it takes him away from getting other things accomplished and things like that. It just, when they do something like, right, it just adds to the pile of the work mm-hmm. that needs to be done. So he's had to put projects aside, right?
Yep.
That he wants to get done and go forward with because of the amount of time he's had to spend on this one item alone. So we'll do what we need to do, and but it's gonna take time.
Residents, those that get a letter, don't panic. It's right. just, again, we're informing you like we were told we had to do.
So. Right.
Yep. We're right. following protocol, informing you, and there will be informational numbers, phone numbers to call. Once we have more information, mm-hmm. we'll let you know. This report, I guess I should also add, this reporting system that we have to do, we'll have to follow up every July 1st also.
Okay.
So as more information comes available and as we make plans or decide to do things, those notifications will be continuously coming out. That's part of the requirement. Every July 1st, they have to be mailed out.
Bill, a lot of building still going on. A lot of things. Got a new subdivision that we're going to be seeing.
We do.
Single family home.
Yep. Just the Prairie Place project out on the south end. The final plot was approved. Mm-hmm. And did they start the road?
They paved the road, or paved a lot of the road yesterday.
Oh, is that right?
So that's out of Prairie Place. And, of course, over on West Park, that's another one. The preliminary plot has been approved. And so we're in that process of doing a urban renewal area. Mm-hmm. And then the development agreement, things like that. So that's still got some work to do. Yeah. That's a very good project that will be coming forward. We're continually working on, hope to have some of the things wrapped up by the end of November.
Okay, and Kadings, they're continuing to move forward on theirs now as well.
It is. We had that, the groundbreaking ribbon cutting, what was it, the 10th, I think?
Oh, no, it was really dusty, I know
it
that.
It was, and so I checking on their progress. They're really going to town out there, really doing a lot of work, and so we really could have, over the winter and spring, three major projects going on at the same time. At Prairie Place, Kate's Landing will continue, and then Oak Park through Bella Homes out on West Park.
Got to say, though, building department, maybe slightly overworked. They've been over busy. Let's put
they
it that way.
They are very, very, very probably busy. the busiest, that, at least in my
recall.
View,
yeah,
ever. And we have some people helping Dave. Everybody remembers Ed Higgins, who retired. Ed is helping us as well on some of the things because of the amount of work. He's been great working with Dave and really helping us with all that work. And I think we got, I've had conversations with more projects that is in the early stages. It's too early to talk about.
Yeah.
Other than there's
things out there.
There's things more coming, to Boone. People are interested in investing their money in Boone. That's a good thing. And, we'll continue to evaluate those projects, and council and mayor will make those decisions. I'm sure they'll do it smartly. But there's still, from what I see, possibly of more to come here, in the next year.
And the other good thing was last time when we visited, we were getting ready to take to the council a request to go for a RISE grant.
Yes.
And it was successful.
It was successful. We received over $3 million grant on this project, and this would be for Hancock Extension in relation to the Daisy project. The good thing about that, we're not only extending that road to the east, right, but we're going to be installing at least the plans are right now installing stoplights at that intersection. As well as improvements on Sneddon Drive for safety. So there'll be safety improvements out there mm-hmm. and with a stoplight. So that's the plan right now. We hope that'll go to design here in the next couple months so that we can get the design and then move forward with it.
All right. Keep moving forward. I'm running out of time. Thank you for coming in. Well, Waylon had all the big things to talk about there, which was quite all right.
So, yes.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Once again, we've been talking about all these different things going on in the city of Boone. Bill Scare, Waylon Andrews, our guest. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.